It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Matt this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dion, could you finish this line for me? Diamond Rolex. Yeah. Gators on my feet.
It's
on that.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Drive home with Felger and Matt this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dion, could you finish this line for me? Diamond Rolex. Yeah. Gators on my feet.
Yeah, it's on the album.
What do you remember most about making the primetime album back in the day?
That I had fun. I had a lot of fun. I really did.
See, I go deep. I'm like
don't
a legit fan.
I'm talking loud. Everybody see you.
But I'm like a legit fan. Like I like the one. What's the one that goes scooping up the ladies with the big butts?
No. I don't know about that one.
Inappropriate. What is the message behind Heidi, Heidi, Hey, track 12 on the Primetime album?
Y'all thinking the same thing I'm thinking, right? Okay, we just going to keep it down, right?
Was Hammer a big influence on that song? Do you think that Jimmy Garoppolo's gotten to the point where he can say, "Why You Envy Me," the name of track 3 off the Primetime album?
God bless you.
Oh, Deion Sanders. You've left us way too early.
Scooping up the women with the biggest butts.
Officially leaving the NFL Network. What are we going to do now for that amazing analysis? Somebody, an insider, I will not name who it is, told me that Deion Sanders on Sundays wouldn't even watch the games, and he would just go on TV and start talking about them. Like, he wouldn't even watch them while he was reporting on them. So, congratulations
Barry
to Deion.
Barry Melrose. Very good.
Yeah. Like a Barry Melrose thing. I was just like, if you ball, you make the call. So Deion Sanders is basically known for two things. Like, awkwardly calling people on a video video phone, like on Sundays, going, hey, you were great, man. You were great. And then they say, hey, Dion, you're great. No, man. Tell me why you're great. And then it would also be at Super Bowl Media Day, weaseling his way up and doing these little one-on-one interviews when all these people had been waiting for hours to speak to these people. Like, let me just tell you something. It would always whisper. It was like, man, come on, Jimmy Garoppolo. Why are you so great? So you're going to miss that now, as apparently he has. It wasn't that he was let go from the NFL, which I actually believe. I believe that. But the best part is that there's these rumors that came out that I guess that Florida State wanted him to be the new head coach of their team.
At one time, yes, that's true.
Yeah, he wanted to go.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So good luck with that, having Deion Sanders be the head coach of your team. That's right. Oh, good old Deion.
Have you heard the rumor where he's going?
Yes.
No.
Go ahead.
Barstool Sports.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, why would they want him?
Why not?
Why would I just?
They can get every athlete that they. So all right,
Deion Sanders was worthless.
Deion Sanders was like, I don't know, maybe the best two-sport athlete in the late 90s. Like whatever team he played on in the NFL won a Super Bowl for a period of time.
On a football field, he was excellent as an analyst. You know what? Then I guess that Joe Montana is the greatest analyst of all time.
Oh, come on, let's not go there. Deion Sanders, that dude is well respected.
Hang on. Are you honestly telling me that Deion Sanders is a great analyst?
I don't care if he's an analyst or not. He talks to athletes. That's what it's all about. See,
and he sucks when he talks. I just spent 3 minutes talking about how bad he
was. He gets the interviews.
He gets the interviews because he has NFL Network access.
He's Deion Sanders. That's why he has the...
Joe Montana.
He's Deion, primetime, Neon Deion. That's who he is.
Man, if they're going to go after him, that's a waste of money. That is a waste of money to go after him.
I completely disagree, dude. Yo, bros with dough? Like, this is... Barstool just opened a sports gambling app. Like, this dude's, he connects with those young kids. Like,
Hang on. Deion Sanders connects with the young kids?
Absolutely. They all remember primetime. They all remember what he did.
Joe, I've said this. You can be very good as an athlete and suck as an analyst.
That's fine. Oh,
and you know what? To the opposite, you can suck as an athlete and be a good analyst.
There's plenty of them out there.
I mean, there's what's his name? Who's the Dan Orlovsky?
Dan Orlovsky. Yeah,
he has somehow found a niche. And you know what? When he speaks, I listen. Are you really think that that the kids, Deion Sanders, the kids can't get enough of his analysis?
I don't think it has anything to do with his analysis. He's cool.
No,
Deion Sanders is cool. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know nothing about this. Then
it's been
hold on. Do you know how many people are on Barstool Sports? I'm not trying to pump them up or anything, but like people are going to want to hear what Deion Sanders has to say.
We're playing
his clips because you want to hear what he has to
I'm
say.
I'm playing his clip because he's so stupid.
But that's why Barstool wants him.
Did you hear the clip I just played? It's him not wanting to talk about a rap album that he made and saying that lyrics were disrespectful that were his lyrics. You understand the difference between... I'm not playing it because, wow, listen, this guy's got a lot to say. Nobody's saying that. I don't think anybody's ever gone like, wow, did you hear this really poignant thought that Deion Sanders had? No, nobody's saying that at all. If anything, it's been the opposite.
Deion Sanders has no connection to any player that's playing in sports whatsoever or anything to that degree.
You know what? No connection. What, he's going to call up one of his friends and say, hey, let's get you on the show?
No, all the athletes look up to Deion Sanders. It's who they watched as a kid.
Was Ray Lewis a good analyst?
He sucks. Dude, you're not listening to my point. Connection.
I am.
Making connections. Connections. Deion Sanders and athletes connect with each other. When I think, we were just talking about Jalen Ramsey. Did you watch him last night on Hard Knocks? Jalen Ramsey plays corner. Who do they look up to? Deion Sanders. These guys connect with each other. That's why they're making this move.
Then just interview Jalen Ramsey. You don't need Deion Sanders to do it.
Okay.
I don't know where in what world you think Deion Sanders is a great draw as an analyst.
It doesn't matter. No, it's Deion Sanders, the person, dude. The Hall of Fame athlete is who I'm talking about.
617-779-0985. Five calls says it all. Is Deion Sanders a good analyst?
No. See, that's not my argument. It's Deion Sanders, the Rich, Hall of Fame. Am I wrong here?
No,
is
no,
one
no,
of the
no,
greatest
I, Rich,
football players of all time?
Rich, you're not getting it. I understand Joe's point.
With athletes.
Now, that's the thing. Now, Deion hasn't played for 15 years, so I don't know about connecting.
Chris Berman sucks as an announcer. Everyone loves him.
Hold it. Deion hasn't played for 15 years.
Everybody loves Chris Berman?
People like Chris Berman, and he sucks. I'm sorry. People like Chris Berman. He sucks.
People like Chris Berman?
Yeah, people like... Do people not
Your
like
Your perception
Chris
of like who people like and who don't no, like no, no, is really weird.
All right. Let's take out the... Deion Sanders was a Hall of Fame athlete.
Like, yes, it was Joe Montana, and he sucked.
Yeah, but Joe Montana can't relate to anybody. Joe Montana was too cool.
That's the point you're missing.
Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis.
Yeah, a lot of people connect to Ray Lewis, don't they?
Ray Lewis is an awful analyst.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame linebacker. People connect
with him. Does it mean he's a good podcaster?
We're not talking
analyst?
About at all about
but
being...
it doesn't matter. That right? That's your point. Rich, none of that matters. All that matters is that he's recognizable. It doesn't matter what comes out of his mouth. It matters whether or not people will watch him. That's the difference. People will watch Deion, whether it be to screw up. No one really cares what comes out of his mouth. People know him. That's why. But give Dave Portnoy credit. He is a fabulous businessman. If indeed he is hiring Deion Sanders to work for Barstool, people are, that equals more clicks, regardless of what comes out of his mouth.
By the way, do we even know that he's going to, or is that just like something that people came up with?
Joe has it. I don't know.
No, I know. There's plenty of sources
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like it's going to be announced. No, it sounds like it's going to be announced today.
Okay. Well, then.
Wait, roll time out. You don't think Deion Sanders was one of the greatest football players that you can connect to athletes?
He was great. He was phenomenal.
Yeah. So don't you think other athletes look up to Deion Sanders?
Dude, how long ago did he retire?
95, whatever.
15 years ago. 15 years ago.
Yeah, great. So fine. And you're telling me there's not anyone better that you could get than Deion. Deion Sanders is awful on TV. He's like notoriously awful.
Doesn't matter. He's a he's an athlete. He was a great athlete. Mm. It doesn't matter. Mm. Okay. I mean, we have Brandon Merriweather on the show.
Hang on. Brandon Merriweather's excellent. Like Brandon Merriweather. Okay, you know who's not a good, who isn't somebody that anyone will say was one of the greatest of all time? Pat McAfee. But you know what Pat McAfee does? Slays as an analyst.
Yes.
He's funny.
He's
likable. He's
now
everything you want. Like that's what Brandon Merriweather is. Brandon Merriweather. No one's going to think of him as one of the greatest of all time. But that guy is funny as hell. He's likable. He's relatable. You want to hear what he has to say. Nobody cares about Deion Sanders' opinion on anything because he hasn't given a good opinion on anything.
Yeah, no, he's in WWE wrestling right now. They're trying to take advantage of him right now, WWE.
We're talking about Pat McAfee.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, Pat McAfee's great. And Pat McAfee, by the way, should have gotten Monday Night Football. Like, I'm a huge fan of his. And he's one guy that I remember even when he did his comedy shows, and he'd be like, oh, an athlete doing comedy. I listened to him, I was like, God, this guy's legitimately funny. You know, maybe people should pay attention to him. By the way, somebody said Ray Lewis sucks, but if you could have him as a guest, you would in 2 seconds. That's the truth. I don't know if I would pay money to have him as an analyst, you know, for I don't know. But then again, see, he's different. Ray Lewis is almost so bad that it's great. So there you go.
Joe?
No, I just... I
oh, think you're people, done? Okay.
No, I just think that athletes are relatable. Barstool wants to get those interviews.
I understand.
Deion can do it.
I understand all of that. Now, I don't see how he would relate to a 17-year-old kid because Deion retired 15 years ago.
The
rest of it, I think Joe's absolutely right. Deion, they're not hiring Deion for his insightful NFL analysis. They're hiring Deion to be funny. That's all it is. Now, I don't know how much it's going to cost. I would imagine a lot. I don't know, and it's kind of weird that Barstool is filled with people that work religiously and never stop cranking out content, and Deion doesn't watch games and seems to be lazy. Doesn't really seem to be a matchup for me, but I understand why Dave Portnoy would go after him. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, it's a big name, so it probably might make a splash, but I just think that you're not going to get much from Deion Sanders. Nobody's gotten much from Deion Sanders. Like, the track record just shows nobody's gotten much from him.
Joe, he's talking
no,
to you.
I just think that there's a lot of stuff with Deion Sanders. His kid's very popular. Deion's one of the greatest of all time.
His kid's really popular?
Yeah, he's like going to be one of the best recruits in college football. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just think that, listen, they're not hiring him because of his talent. They're hiring him because he's Deion Sanders. Mike Tyson, all right? When Mike Tyson goes on AEW, is
Do
that good?
Not- even compare Deion to Mike Tyson. Okay. Mike Tyson is fascinating. Almost everything he says is fascinating. I don't know where you're getting this gauge. Like, I mean, Mike Tyson, there's a documentary where they just put a camera in front of him, and it's literally one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. He just talked.
Yeah,
Deion Sanders, if you put a camera in front of him for 2 hours, you'd be like, what is going on? Like,
I don't understand where Deion Sanders all of a sudden isn't somebody you want to hear from.
It's been that way for years.
I just played a ton of clips from this guy. I want to hear
what Deion Sanders, what his
analysis because is. He's going to say something stupid. That's why you play his clip.
All right. I mean, listen. I mean, he's going to say something super sweet.
How am I off base here?
What's that?
How am I off base here?
Somebody said, hang on. Deion's son is very popular. All right, maybe he is.
I'm just being honest. How am I off base here?
Because you said Deion Sanders was a good analyst.
Did I ever say that Deion Sanders was a good analyst?
No, he never said that. And by the way, more to Joe's point, Dan O'Brien just told me that Deion's kid has over 300,000 followers on Instagram. Very popular young boy.
He worked out with Brady like three weeks ago.
He's a man.
Yeah, he was with Brady, right?
He worked out with Tom Brady like a month ago.
Like, Tom Brady hangs out with Deion Sanders.
He's a quarterback, like, isn't he, Joe?
Yeah, I think he's pretty good, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Might be the best.
All right. Well, I guess that then that proves me wrong. I guess that Deion Sanders is the best, and the kids all love Deion.
Listen, we'll get his audio. We'll hear it. We'll laugh about it. You know, it will live on.
As I said, I'd take him as a guest. I hunted him down so I could talk to him about his album, and he wouldn't even mention it. He wouldn't even want to talk about it. He said it was with disrespect for the lyrics I was giving him, even though they were the ones that he wrote. So, all right. Either way. All right. Well, good. Well, there's our Deion Sanders discussion for the morning.
I don't know why I was yelling. I'm sorry.
Because you like to yell. You're a yelling guy. You're supposed to save that for Ron Renicky, man. That's your deal. Yeah. All right, man. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Goal toward the center point. Keeps it in for Kucherov. Right circle shot blocked. Rebound Sergachev. Right circle. Kucherov shoots blocked. Point high slot.
Shoot. Score! 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 Braden Point! Braden Point! Braden Point! The Lightning win it! They win it in the fifth overtime! 3-2! And they lead the series 1-0.
That's all he did was turn and fired it from outside the circle. And it caught the net. I mean, that's all he did. You got to feel bad for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They really hung in there and played hard.
Dave Mishkin, Phil Esposito. There's a little, it sounds like you woke up Phil Esposito there in the middle of that call. So if you tuned into the Bruins game last night, that's what you saw instead. You saw a 5-overtime game. which of course knocked the Bruins game till 11 o'clock, so we're just a couple hours away from actual playoff hockey for the Bruins. By the way, 617-779-0985. This is going to be a really interesting game. And last night was, obviously, it was the right thing to do. We talked about this last hour. I mean, the puck drop would have been, if they would have continued, it would have been just before 11 o'clock, which means the game, if it ended in regulation, would have ended in the 1 o'clock hour. God forbid there was any kind of overtime. And at that point, you just kind of got to move things. And we were talking about whether or not, even Milbury was tweeting about this yesterday, is whether at some point you should do a 3-versus-3 if it goes a certain length. And John, I think I'm with you. I mean, you got to keep playoff hockey pure, as much as it really does suck for those two teams. And I know it's rare, but it does happen. I mean, you've got almost 3 full games of hockey under your belt, you know, when some teams haven't even played 1 yet. And just the physical toll that it takes on a team, at least it's not a back-to-back, which is kind of nice. But the one thing that I did, the one positive I did find about last night was that John Tortorella ended up losing, which, of course, when he loses his mind, it's fantastic.
I didn't care. I mean, look, it would be better for the Bruins if Columbus went and won this series and knocked Tampa Bay out like they did last year. It's much better for the Bruins if they don't have to face Tampa Bay. But I hate John Tortorella so much, and I love it when he gets angry. I was rooting like hell for Tampa Bay to win last night.
Now, don't get me wrong. I don't hate John Tortorella.
I can't stand him.
I know. It's easy to not stand the guy. I can understand. But I just love how easily he gets riled. I mean, the epic fights that he would have with that dude from, was it the New York Daily News?
Yes.
Brooksy,
yeah.
I mean, he got so under that dude's skin. Hang on. Like, this is just an example of like a back and forth between Brooksy and Tortorella.
When frustrated to still come away getting nothing on the board?
No. We know what we did.
Tim Taylor was talking about he feels you guys still gained a little bit of momentum because of the way you played.
We know what we did. We know what we did.
What did you do?
Next question.
What did you do? And you know what you did? What did you think you did?
Brooksy, if I want to explain it to you, I would. Next question.
What do you think about Brodeur's play tonight?
I don't coach Brodeur. I coach this hockey team in Tampa.
What was the exchange you played? Your exchange?
Johnny McClain?
Yeah.
You should ask him.
Are you answering no questions or what?
I guess that's what I'm saying, Brooksy. You get that through your head?
I guess so.
Yeah.
And it's time to waste the time.
Well, then get the fuck out of here then.
I am.
Okay, see ya. Next question.
All right. I mean, Tortorella's just the best. So I'm sitting there watching him, and at least the game ended on a good, because I was thinking this is going to end on some sort of sloppy play, because everyone's mentally tired, and at least it was a good play that it ended on. But I mean, there was a bit of a non-call there, and I think it was right around the end of the one power play that just couldn't be avoided. I mean, it was, you know, out of play. They shot the puck out of play, so you had to call it. I think every ref was timid. Nobody wanted the game to end on a questionable power play call. So, Tortorella, I've been waiting to hear this. I have not heard this yet, but this is him at yesterday's press conference sitting down after a 5-overtime game that went 6 hours and 13 minutes. Just an absolute backbreaker if you're on the losing side of things. Here's Torts.
Questions for Coach. We'll start with Aaron Portsline.
And I'll tell you, don't ask me about the non-call.
What's your message to a team after a game like this?
Get some rest and get ready to play the next game.
John, you're only 6 games into the playoffs. 3 of them have been just kind of crazy like this. But you guys keep bouncing back. Is that basically what the guys fall back on right there? Is that, you know, ability to rebound every time?
Yep.
John, I wonder if you could just comment, please, on the performance of Seth playing the types of minutes that he did tonight. We're used to him playing big minutes, obviously, but what he was able to do and
who?
What Cole was able to do in terms of setting a record, which would say
Seth Jones? He's a horse.
Next question. Please repeat your question and speak up.
Can you hear me?
We cannot. We're going to move on to Aaron Portsline.
John, very few coaches have been through a game quite like this. What are you telling the players to the intermission? Are you reminding them, as you often do, that they're not tired? What's
do
we go through our same stuff, Portsy, through the intermissions. I'm not going to talk to you about what we say and what we talk about. We talk about things we need to talk about to get ready for the next period.
Oh, God bless him. I mean, listen, it's a punch in the balls for anyone, but what happens to Tortorella, it's great.
I want him to lose four straight in triple overtime. I know. That's what
Did
I want.
Did he start with the refs? Is that what he started?
The very first thing. So the very first thing he does when he sits down is he tells them what not to ask him. Don't ask about the non-call. And you know what? If I'm a reporter, the first thing I'm asking, hey, can you tell us about what the non-call was?
He's the opposite Johnny Gomes, right?
Don't ask me about the non-call.
Right? He says what not to ask him.
Excuse me, Coach, right. Where's Muskie?
Please
tell me where Muskie is.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
So that was great. And you know what? You could actually sit and enjoy it once they called off the Bruins game where they postponed it. Because before, you're just sitting there going, all right, score. You know, I want this game to start. You know, I mean, listen, I don't mind staying up for a playoff hockey game, but I'd rather not. I'd rather not go to bed at 2 o'clock. But one thing I was like, all right, now it's guilt free. Like, I want this thing to go 9 overtimes. Let's keep it going. And then when it was over, I was just like, I'm so glad it was Tortorella that lost, because he's given us some great moments. We know that.
You guys have taken a third man in.
I'm not going to answer any questions from you.
You're not?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll speculate.
You speculate and be as sarcastic as you can be, as you usually are.
I will.
Go right ahead.
Good. Should one of you guys have taken a third man in?
I said I'm not taking answering any of your questions. No. Have you ever fought before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Why? Are you challenging me now?
No, I'm not challenging you.
Okay.
You know, Redden sticks up for his teammates the other night.
Yeah.
And you come out with some sarcastic article.
It was funny.
It was funny?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You're probably beat up in the bus stop most of the time.
I think so, huh?
Next.
The late second period goal.
You're a great representative of the city. You know that?
Will you let these other guys... Just go stand somewhere else, would you please?
No, I won't.
I mean, well, I don't know how you can hate the guy. You root for him to lose so he gets fired up.
No.
But
he's such a miserable prick. It's the best. He's angry about everything. And when he gets angry, he goes from zero to Tortorella in no time flat.
Yeah, I mean,
it's great to watch. I root for him to lose.
No, now that
stand,
I do.
I can't stand what an a-hole he is to everybody around him in the media. And because of that, I mean, for no reason, mind you. And because of that, I love to watch him lose, because he's funny when he loses. And if you tell him he's funny when he loses, that would send him into orbit. It's the best. I want him to lose every game and have every game last 7 hours.
And you can tell he totally loves those Zoom press conferences,
too.
Oh,
God.
Not frustrating at all.
Please repeat your question and speak up.
He can't handle the reporters when they're in the room. And now he has more of a problem when they're not in the room? That's the best. Yep.
I love it. All right. Well, we got to see that last night. And
we cannot.
10:30.
We're going to move on to Aaron Portsline.
Yes, that's probably a good idea to do that. Well, 10:30, we got the pregame, and we'll have Billy Jaffe on at 9 o'clock to preview things just about an hour before he has to actually go on TV for their pregame, which, once again, 11 o'clock hockey. That should be good. All right. Here is Joe Murray with your headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stroked and a fair ball catches the short side fence. Araújo scampering in to score.
Oh, that is terrible.
Benintendi in a rundown. And he'll be checked out.
That is embarrassing. I think he fell down. That's what happened. See what happens from the backside here.
Yeah, right down the third baseline. Now let's see what happens. Oh, yeah, he does. He trips.
He still would have been thrown out of third.
He still might have been thrown out of third. You know, you're down this many
runs. Oh, yeah, he's really done. He's a dead duck.
Sports Hub, that is, of course, National Treasure Dennis Eckersley. Despite the games being bad, X still been great. And I've said it before, when it's Jerry Remy and Dave O'Brien, it stinks. But when X in there, Jerry Remy is excellent. So when you have all three, at least that part's, you'll always get honesty from Dennis Eckersley. And as I said, the product hasn't been great that the Red Sox have been giving you. And I don't think that, you know, right now they deserve a ton of passion. They still might make the playoffs, which is kind of funny. I do like Verdugo. He's a character and he seems to actually care. But Joe Murray, you were very upset yesterday. You've been upset about this team for a while. I like that you're passionate about him. I do. Even though I'm confused as to why anyone would be, but I like that this is something that riles you up. But we've been saying, as you've been going after Ron Renneke, that he doesn't have a ton to work with, so I don't know how you can really kill him too much. I mean, there's been some questionable decisions, but once again, I think he's, you know, not really somebody who was put in a position to win, and you said that you read something that agrees with what I've been saying and that it's complete garbage.
Yes, Jason Mastrodonato, who I believe writes for the Boston Herald, in a headline, and I like Jason, we've had him on the show, "Don't blame the Red Sox manager, Ron Renneke was set up to fail." And I disagree with all of that. Despite the team stinks. They don't have really good players. They have no pitching whatsoever. But again, you know, 2 weeks ago I argued here about him throwing to Aaron Judge in an eighth inning when the first base is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's no one else to go to, but you still don't make that decision. Last night, the Andrew Benintendi thing, that was pathetic. What was worse than anything was Andrew Benintendi in the outfield last night after it was a three-run game, which turned into an 8-1 game. He loafed on a ball in the outfield last night.
His struggles at the plate have sent him spinning into a ditch.
But you agree, that was a loaf.
It was.
A loaf.
It was. Benintendi, what's he hitting now? 056? Something like that? I mean, he actually got on base twice last night, which was a shock to everyone. And then when he got on base, fell down rounding second, heading to third, and was tagged out.
Yeah, so here's what here's what I'm passionate about. It's not about the Red Sox stink or just the bad plays or anything like that. It's the fact that the game and the team are insulting our intelligence as Boston sports fans. Like, Red Sox fans know the game. Mm-hmm. When another team does well, you hear the fans clap. They recognize when the other team does well. But that half inning last night of the seventh, a high chopper hit, a fielder's choice. They walked a guy with an 0.91 batting average.
Mm-hmm.
They left Austin Bryce, I don't even know his name, left him in the game in a 3-1 game. All of a sudden, it's 5-1. They bring in a guy named Matt Stock, if that's his first name.
Yes, just picked him up off of waivers.
Throws 102 miles per hour.
Yep.
And then put him in a bases-loaded situation.
Yep.
And what's he do?
He need a strikeout. That's why he was put in
But what happened? Wild pitch, walk, and then the Benintendi loaf.
Well, that's the thing. Stock can throw 102. He just can't get it over the plate.
The manager put a guy with no control trying to keep it close in a 5-1 game.
You know why that was? You know why they put him in there? A, you cross your fingers and hope for a strikeout. But B, because you need a strikeout in that situation, in a day and age where Major League Baseball teams all seem to have four or five guys that can throw 95-plus, the Red Sox have cornered the market on guys that top out at 92 and don't strike out anybody.
That's a bad decision. Use Matt Barnes. You don't put Ryan Brazier as an opener the night before.
You mean
that's stupid.
You mean Matt Barnes, the guy with the 5 ERA that's given up three homers in 7 innings?
The guy with a 20 ERA blew a 3-1 lead. This is what's bothering me. This is why I get my blood pressure gets high.
All right, Joe. In order, top three people you're pissed at right now with the Red Sox.
J.D. Martinez, Andrew Benintendi, Ron Renicki.
Okay, and none of it has to do with the GM or the team that's been put together.
Chaim Bloom is like dealt, you know, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of money, and you know, hey, we're going to tell you what to do, and don't spend over the salary cap, or don't spend over the luxury. That's what he's dealing with. Listen, I get it. The team stinks. Forget about all those points. We watched the game. I tried to watch the game last night because I was waiting to see if they'd go to Bruins coverage. That's literally why I watched.
But one factors into the other, Joe.
No, you can't separate them. No, you don't walk a guy with an .091 batting average.
Right.
You don't walk him to face somebody else because the pitcher sucks. No, it's not
and
because
everyone
the pitcher
else
sucks.
You can bring
it's
in
because
sucks.
You're stupid. No. That's why
he doesn't have anybody else.
You watch the game. They insult our intelligence.
Yes, that.
At least
I agree
Bobby
with.
Valentine was a jerk, and we laughed.
I agree with this.
I'm going to try to reinvent the wheel. Let's walk an 091 hitter to face this guy and then have it hit off the wall because the guy won't jump for the ball. It's just the guy makes terrible
decisions. That's not Ron Renicki's fault. The fact that Benintendi loafed is not
you
Ron Renicki's fault.
You don't put stock who can't throw strikes into a bases-loaded situation. That was a stupid managerial decision.
Who else are you going to bring in?
I don't care. Bring in who can pitch? Can Verdugo pitch? Throw in somebody else.
See,
because that guy's stock shouldn't have been in that situation.
Matt Barnes with a 5 ERA.
Where's the closer? Does he even throw?
Yes.
When's the last time they pitched their closer?
It's been a while. Throw him in the damn game. You don't bring in your closer in the seventh
inning. I don't care. They need another pitcher.
I know.
You don't put a guy who throws 102. They need 17 pitchers.
Right. They don't have it. They put together a bunch of idiots who come out of that bullpen, and the reason that guy pitched last night is because the Red Sox have a dumbass opener every 5 days, and they emptied the damn bullpen the night before.
All right, stop,
there was
stop,
no
stop,
one
stop,
who could pitch.
Stop, You're making
stop,
my
stop,
point.
Guys, stop. Listening to Joe Murray get fired up about this team is like going to Comic-Con and hearing an argument about Thanos versus Darth Vader. No one should care that much about any of these things. No. The Red Sox do not deserve your passion right now. By the way, the answer is Darth Vader. He's got the Force on his side. So I can't believe that you just get this fired up about a team, especially while you have the playoffs going on and the Celtics are going crazy.
The Red Sox were over. Damian Lillard already scored 61 points, and I watched this. No, really. I'm just being dead serious.
No,
I can't watch them. I make better decisions. I'm not kidding you. Like any other passionate Red Sox fan. Would make better decisions than what they're
putting out there. But you're a sadist because you're not going to stop. There's nothing they're going to do that's going to keep you from stopping. Now, maybe people get an endorphin rush by hate watching things. I understand that. I mean, God knows that there's a lot of news channels that just thrive off people wanting to hate watch. Just to get you riled up and angry.
Yeah, but I mean, like, again.
Are the Red Sox hate porn for you right now? Yeah. Is it almost like you get that kind of rush?
You know what it is?
You get so angry.
I have to admit it is. But it's just that, like, you know, at least, like, again, I brought the ML Carr, like, we knew they were going to suck. Like, the Patriots teams, we knew they were making those decisions to suck. This guy was, at one point, a successful manager. And you don't walk an 0-91 hitter. You don't throw to Aaron Judge with first base open. The things I watch, I don't understand. It's insulting to us. It really is.
Well, the Red Sox have lied more than once since the season started, saying that the Price trade wasn't about lowering the salary numbers so they could get under the luxury tax. It starts there, but the other part about it is, and I've said this multiple times to you on this show, Ron Renicki is here as a placeholder for a bad team. They weren't going to get anyone else. It was too late to get anyone else by the time the whole Alex Cora thing came down. Ron Renicki was an in-house guy. He said, Ron, we need you for a year. The team's going to suck. Do you mind? And Ron said, you know what? I don't have anywhere else to go. I'm more than happy to step up and take this job. I'll fall on my sword for a year, and I'll bet you anything the Red Sox promised him a job next year after they relieve him of his duties.
Real quick, Ryan Johnson just tweeted in and said, John Wallach and Joe Murray might legitimately be the only people in America who are passionate about the Red Sox right now.
I just want to say, it has nothing... I am throwing out the fact that the team stinks and they have no players. It's the fact that the manager insults us with bad decisions. It really is bad.
But decisions don't matter.
Anything else. I know the team stinks. I know there's no one else that can pitch.
You're separating things that are intertwined to make your point.
No, you cannot walk an 091 hit. You can pitch to him. you can walk Aaron Judge with first base open in the eighth inning and it's tie game.
You just lose differently.
You can do that.
Okay,
you
so can
am I wrong? Am I wrong? No, am I wrong?
You can do that. All you just lose a different way.
You don't have money on these games.
No,
that's not just
no. Rich, it's the fact that I could coach better than this. I can manage that team. I'm telling you this. I could sit on my ass and not and say that guy hits 091. Let's throw to him instead of walking him. You know, hey, Aaron Judge is up. First base is open. We're not going to give up a home run to him. We're not going to lose to that guy. Let's walk him and face
Joe,
the next guy.
I'm serious because we could do this. You know, these press conferences now are on Zoom. You were a member of the press. Would you like to have a press pass to question Ron Renneke after these games?
I don't care, actually. I'm not that passionate.
You just did about 10 minutes of yelling of I don't care.
No, that's the problem, right?
You're the one guy who does. Would you like a press pass to question Ron Renneke?
No, because I don't want to show up and I'd at least... I can't wait to say this. I would at least have a better... hey, you know, the Yankees are in town. What do you think? I'd at least do better than that. Oh, I wanted to take that shot so bad. But... for reasons unknown.
No, there's a whole backstory involved there, Rich, that I just found out about
last
week.
I'd be like, hey, Ron, I just want to go back to the Yankee series in Yankee Stadium a couple of weeks back. I know it was a wee while ago, but you had a chance to walk Aaron Judge. Instead, you hung a curveball and he hit it 400 feet. Would you have changed that decision? That's the question I would ask. Again, it has nothing. I want everyone to know my passion has nothing to do with the team. We know it stinks. We know they're trying to tank. The manager needs to throw to an 091 hitter.
All right. Well, then let's put your anger where your mouth is. Let's see if you can get on one of these Zoom calls where you yourself can question Ron Renneke. Are you up for that?
I don't. Sure. Whenever. But the thing is, I don't need to go after the old man. I don't need to.
You've been going after him for the last 10 minutes.
I know, because they're insulting us. I don't need to insult the guy in person. He's insulting me as it is. He's insulting every Red Sox fan that cares. And everyone says to me, Joe, why do you care? Blah, blah, blah. No, it's just that it's insulting that the team, like, they want to play. The Andrew Benintendi last night, I mean, you just played that run. That was terrible. And I can't blame the manager for that. But, like, don't loaf. Like, don't loaf. And J.D. Martinez, if you don't want to pinch it, like, at least let us. That got buried in the Globe,
by the way. John from Vegas says, come on, Joe Murray, take the press pass and ask the questions. If Joe won't do it, I'll do it.
Sure, let John go. let him go. Because here's the deal. He's not going to answer the question. Yeah, well, you know, the analytics foundation. Blah, blah.
But at least you will have felt better having asked him.
No, what would make me feel better is, you know what? Why don't you have some balls and throw to an 091 hitter?
Well,
that would be better.
That's the question you should ask.
No, they don't have balls. That's the problem. They don't.
I think you have a fear that you're going to get there and you're going to freeze and say this.
No, hey, Bobby, the Yankees are in town. Bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think?
That guy's such a good friend of yours, too.
I don't know the history between you and Sports Talk Matt, but I might need to find out about that. We might need to dig into that.
There is a story involved here, Rich.
If you want a press pass, I will get you a press pass.
I will get you a press pass.
Honestly, if you want it, just come to me.
I would just prefer to give me 5 or 10 minutes every day. Okay. Two minutes of just Red Sox. Because, no, it's insulting at this point. It really is. Like, you got to throw to an 091 hitter. You can say whatever you want about the team stinking. You got to have balls to throw to an 091
hitter. You do, and you know what else?
And sometimes you wind up saying something really, really stupid because you're being stupid.
Sports Talk Matt's in Vegas
Sports
now.
Sports Talk Matt coming in. That's right. Coming in hot in Vegas. Yeah. All right. Well, Joe Murray, thank you. You know, take a little break. Take a little breath. Okay. And, you know, once again, you want that press pass. You want to tell Ron Renneke what you think. I'll get it for you. That might be the one thing that makes the season entertaining, is that we get to listen to your questions to Ron Renneke afterwards. That might actually be worth it. All right, 617-779-0985. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win, with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, the first is the ice conditions, which after, boy, seven periods of hockey or whatever it is, 7.5, I don't care how good you are at maintaining ice, there's going to be some deterioration. And then a little bit of the fatigue, like you're waiting around. What if our game goes into overtime? Now all of a sudden players are playing at, could be 1 o'clock in the morning, Fluto. Is that right? I mean, is that appropriate for maybe just a one overtime game, especially if you've been at the rink since 5 o'clock? So I think there's a little bit of that. I guess the flip side is, hey, you know, it's unique all around this year. So, you know, play a game at 11 o'clock. I just think they made the right call personally for the player safety. We'll get the game in tomorrow. We'll have to deal with the back-to-back situations. So there's always a little adversity somewhere. But, you know, we're just, like I said, ready to go tomorrow. And I think, honestly, Fluto, the players can best answer that question about, you know, what their concerns would be.
Five of Sports Hub. It's Touch and Rich. We got hockey in 3 hours. 11 a.m. hockey. The NHL makes the right decision. And ended up postponing it to 11 o'clock, but this is going to be tough for them, man. They're going to be playing 6 games over a 9-day period, potentially, so there you go. It's a tough one for them, but we all get at 10:30 the pregame here at the station. I'm not quite sure if it's just going to be Zolak and Bertrand for 30 minutes, and then they're going to hand it over or whatnot, but either way, this should be good, and, you know, once again, we are going to be carrying that game as well. Also, Mike Gorman is going to be joining us in just about 20 minutes. We'll talk to him about how good the Celtics team has looked. No commercials, just the headlines with Joe Murray.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.